V'hi nacht v'haytzeitem oisoy al shar yirhu uskaltem. That's all. Doesn't need the ganze Megillah here. The Sof Shavuah, exactly how you grab him, what's the difference? You grab him, you don't grab him, what you say. Since the whole pasuk is extras, l'drosha, teach us here, the Torah means to teach us these halachas, that the parents have to be healthy. Then the Mishnah says, U'maskrim ef neshleisha, we warn him in front of three people. For the Gemara, normally, what do you have to warn the son in front of three? Betray sagi, hasra is enough in front of two edim. On the Rabbi Yochakim, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Maskrim ef neshleisha, true. First, the parents have to warn the son in front of two edim, but they have to see the son catch him stealing the money, and catch him eating the meat, and warn him. And then, these two edim, they bring him to Bezn of three, and the Bezn paskin that Yechai is Malkus. Oh, Malkin, I say. Because you did a lot. That's the Malkin of the Fleish Leisha. That's the claim you view with me, Gimel, the Yonah, the Abir, and the Chayibu, Malkus. You could stay at Bezn, get shot in the air. Yeah. Oh, Malkin, I say, the Fleish Leisha. Malkus of Ben Sari Omera, Heichik Siva. What does the Pesach say that we have to give him Malkus first? Could be a Bavua, like a Bavua said. Yom Rabavua, Lemad, we learn out the Yisru, Viva Yisru. Learn out it says, Vishrashi says, Gabi Mercy Shemra. There also is a question. How do we know if a husband is making shame on his wife that we give him Malkus? It says over there, the Yisru Eisai. And it says also by Ben Sari Omer, the Yisru Eisai. So we learn out the Yisru Eisai by Shame Ra from the word the Yisru by Ben Sari Omer. How do we know by Ben Sari Omer it means Malkus? Or Mi Ben Uben. It says Ben by Sari Omer, and it says the Hoyim Bin Akaisa Rosha. Mi Ben. It says here, the Hoyim Bin Akaisa Rosha, and there it says to give him Aboyim Yaken, to give him Malkus. So we learn now that Ben Sari Omer also first has to receive the Malkus. Chaza. Then it says Chaza the Kilkel Midim V'Chav Gimel. Then if it happens the second time, you bring him to Bezn of 23. And the Mishnah says a Chiddush. We only could kill him if the first three B'yonim are still here. For the Mar of a High Miboylei, you dash for the word B'neinu Zeh. Mashma, he is the one that you saw already. I, we dash him before, but then is there, for no sumit. We dash him before, the parents have to be able to see. Because they have to be able to say, this is our son. Mashma, the parents see him. Not that the Dayanim saw him already. So Mora says, we make both shreshes here. Him came and saw lichtav benenu who? My benenu zeh. This one, shramina tarti. She has to teach us that you see him. She has said, benenu who? He is our son. What's benenu zeh? That's two things. Zeh means that you, Dayanim, you three people, you saw him already. You saw him last week when I brought him to give him Malkus. And now he's continuing doing the chet. Therefore now we consider him a ben Sari Omer. He deserves to have skila. Mishnah says, Borach Achle Nigma Dinoi. Let's say the son ran away from Beis Din, the parents brought him to Beis Din, and before Beis Din Paskin gave him the verdict of Chai Eskilo, the son ran away, and they couldn't catch him for 3 months. And then when they caught him, Hikiv Zokna Tachta, and his beard on the bottom, he grew hair there, so he's not an age anymore to come against Sari Omer. Potter, Beis Din cannot give him a chiv now, even though the chet he did before and he came to Beis Din before, but now is when Beis Din is giving him the verdict. He's too old now, he's not called a ben, he's called an ish already. Beis Din cannot give him a chiv skila. What's going to be though, v'yim mishenigma dinei borach? Let's say first Beis Din paskin is a ben Sari Omer, and they gave the final verdict, yachayiv skila. But after they gave the verdict, he ran away. They couldn't kill him. Even 3 months later, they catch him, and he has already the hair grown there, hatachtein, still he's chayiv. Since Peshas Beis Din gave the Gemar Din, he was a garver that deserved skila, he's called the garver ktila, we'll still have him killed now also. Only in the ratio where Beis Din did not give the psak yet. Even though they, later when they catch him, they want to give the psak was supposed to be from before, too late. So Amar Rabbi Chanina says from now Mishnah we hear that Ben Noyach, what's going to be if a guy, a Ben Noyach, Shaberech es Hashem, when he was a guy, before he became a Jew, before he was Mizgayer, he cursed Hashem. And without the Chayiv Misa, a guy is Chayiv Misa for Megadach es Hashem. The Yachakach, a week day later, Nizgayer, he became a Jew, he was Mizgayer. And now Beis Din finds out about it. What should they do? Potter. Look, he's Potter from Misa. Beis Din will not kill him now. Why not? Hoyo v'nishtana dinoi, nishtana misosai. Since his din changed, like Rashi says, dinu miko, when he was a guy, need them be a dechot, you only have to have one aid. Over dying echot, one dying could have him killed. Over loyasoi, doesn't have to be warned. But now that he's a Jew, if he would have done the chet now, you need Asro, you need Edim, you need a Bezin of 23. And also, Finishtana Misasoi, his punishment changed. T'chol Misas B'nei Noyach T'saif. Or any time a guy does the chet is chayiv Misas, or is the saif with a sword. V'ilu Ovid Hashtah, but if he would have cursed Hashem now when he's a Jew, Boru L'medayinu B'skila. The Mishnah said before, Magadah gets skila. V'ulai Yichayiv Bo Misa, and he's not chayiv, therefore to Kepata. Therefore now, since he became a Jew, that his dinin changed from the time when he did the chet, therefore we do not give him the Misa at all. Now, that's what Chilul Chiddush. Gemara says, Neima Messiah, let me bring you a proof to you, what you're saying, from our Mishnah, the proof to that. Our Mishnah says the same Svara. Says now Mishnah, Borach. We had a son that really should have been a Ben Sora Mar, and he was 13 years old exactly. Now's the time to make him a Ben Sora Mar the next 2 or 3 months. So, they brought him to Bezdin, but he ran away. Ashla Nigmadina, before Bezdin gave the final verdict, and then we caught him 2 months later, Yachakach Hikiv Zakra Tachten. He's already too old, his beard on the bottom, the hair on the bottom drew already. He's too old to come a Ben Sora Mar now. Potter, we say Bezdin cannot give him a Chiv Skila, he's Potter. My time, and what's the reason? When he did the chet, he was the Ben Sora Mar, he was 13 years old, we caught him already before. My time isn't the reason. Lav Mishun Naminu, we say, Hoyo V'yishtani Yishtani, he changed. Like now he's called an ish already. If he would do the chet right now, we would not give him a skila. So even though he did the chet before, we cannot give him the punishment. So you see that since his dinim changed, we cannot give him the punishment he deserved from before. Gemara says, "Lo, I tell you, you can't bring a proof here. Shani Hocha, here it's much different by Ben Sora Mar. Right now he's 13, let's say 3 months. So the Ovid Hashtav, he would do the whole chet. If we would first catch the son now, stealing the money, and buying the wine and meat and eating it, Larba Kotlu, now that he's an ish, he's already 13 years old and 3 months, he's too old already, he would not be killed at all. So that's why we did not kill him. But in your case, what happened? He was a goy first, last week he was a goy, and he cursed Hashem. Now he became a Jew. If he would curse Hashem right now, he would also be killed. Just a different type of a misa, maybe that's not a p'tur. Since he's a bar hochi, he's in the pasha of Megadif. Just that last week he was a goy, he deserved a different punishment. So what? Maybe we would give him that punishment. So a proof to the Chalini can't bring from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a stronger difference. And our Mishnah, he's not a bar hochi at all. He's 13 and 3 months, he's not in the pasha of Ben Sora Mar anymore. That's why he doesn't receive the Misa. But maybe there, he's in the parsha of a Megadif, maybe he'll still receive his Misa.
Maybe he was about Tshuva.
Toshua went like this. He says in Mishnah, Mishanigma Dinoi, let's say after Bezdin Paskin, that he's a Ben Sora Mar, he deserves to be killed, and then Baruch, the kid ran away. V'yachakach, and later, 2 months later, we caught him, Hikiv Zakna Tachpin, he had too much hair in the bottom ready, Chayit. Then we were still killing. Now, so the Chorat HaKashan HaKadina, we see, we give him the Misa now that he deserved before. Then you say we do not give him the Misa now what he deserved before. So what kind of question is that? Nigma Dina Tamrit. Here we're talking about what Bezdin gave the verdict already. Nigma Dina, what Bezdin passed him before, that this is a Ben Sora Mar. Garver Katilo, he's called a dead kid. He's called a dead son already. But since he has the Chi of Misa, Pshita, the Chi does not go away. That's different. Here Chanin is saying that Bezdin did not pass him that this Ben Sora Mar is Misa yet. We only caught him later when he became a Jew. So therefore now, since it's Nishtam Adinoi, he does not receive Misa. Toshma, bring another proof. It says, Ben Noyach Achgoi Shehik Eschaveru. He killed his friend. He heard as he hit his Rashi's Horag. He killed his son. Debi B'sayif, when a Goy kills somebody, his Chi of Misa is always the Sayif. Now, Ubor Alesh Eschaveru, or else he lived with another Shiksa. He lived with his friend's wife. So his Chi of Misa for that also. Then his Gayer, now this Goy became a Jew, so says Potter, he's Potter, we don't kill him anymore. Also came be Yisrael, let's say he did this when he's a Jew, or the Also came be Yisrael, let's say when he was a Goy, he killed a Jew, or else he lived with a Jewish married wife, HSH, then his Gayer, now that Goy becomes a Jew, Chayiv, now he's Chayiv Misa. Question is why? Why is the Chayiv Misa now be a my name? Why don't I say, Hello, Vishtani, Ishtani, Dinoi. See, his din changed. Before, when he was a guy, even though he killed a Jew, or even though he lived with a married, with a lady, with a Jewish lady, but Bezdin could kill him a one dying with one aid, and now that he's a Jew, he has to have two aid, in the Bezdin 23. So his dinim still changed. Gemara says no. Ishtani, Dinoi, Misasa, Binim. We have to have also that the psak, the oinish, changed also. That's Rebbe Chanina's svara. That if a guy did a chet, he deserved to be besayif. And now when he is a Jew, he deserves to be beskila. So since the punishment changed, we do not give him the punishment, because his punishment changed. But high over here, this guy is different. Hi, Dina Ishtani, true. He don't need, but a guy, you would not need 23, one dying, one aid. But Misasa La Ishtani, the Misa, the same type of punishment he deserves now when he's a Jew, as if he was a guy. Why? Was Bishleim, I can understand what Sayach. If a guy killed somebody, Mikor B'Sayif, if a guy killed a Jew or killed a guy, he's Chayif Sayif. That's his Misa. Tashka, now that he's a Jew, Sayif. If a Jew kills somebody, he's also Chayif Sayif. So I understand good why you're telling me the guy is still Chayif Misa. Ela, she says, but if a guy lives with another married lady, Mikor B'Sayif, if he'll be a guy and live with another shiksa, a married shiksa, so he's only Chayif Sayif. Fahashta, not only is Chayif Sayif, Fahashta Chenik. Now that he's a Jew, a Jewish man lives with an Eish Yisish, he's Chayif Chenik. So the dinim change. So why do you say we kill him? So Mar says, B'Nara Hamarasa. We're talking about that the guy lived with a Jewish Nara Hamarasa. That we had before, if it would have been a guy Yashiksa, there's no Pasha Eish Yisish by a guy a Nara Hamarasa. By a guy it's only Bulas Baal. Only if the lady lived with her husband already, then another guy can live with her. But before this lady lived with her own husband, she's not called the Bulas Baal, so a guy would be mutter to live with her. Only now that she's a Jewish lady, she's an Aram Arasa, a guy is also. So here we say, since there's no Pasha of a guy, it's only a Pasha of a Jew, even if a guy would live with an Aram Arasa we had before, he would also get Skila. Therefore, whether he's a guy or whether he's a Jew, he deserves the same Misa. Therefore, here he gets the skila. He gets skila. For us, a Cain be Israel, doom your deishes kavera katani. But it says no. It says that for us, a Cain, but he's a Jew, he did doom your deishes kavera. Mashma, the same way when he lived with a guy with somebody else's wife means a married wife. She was a bula. Now, when he's a Jew, he also lived with a married wife. Since so, he only gets chenik. It's only an Amarasa gets Gila, but a Jew lives with Eish Yisish, he's Chayef Chenek Ketani. So why do we give the guy now the Mis of Chenek, the who deserves to get Saif, the two different Mises, we should not give it to him. Elad as far as like this, Kala B'chamur Mesha Shaicha, if before he deserved a stronger Misa, and now he deserves an easy, a simple Misa, that's called the same Misa. That's called the giving him the same type of Misa. So therefore, since before he deserved Saif, and now we deserve chenik, the misa of chenik we can still give him. That's an easier misa, that has to do with the stronger misa. So much it depends. Honich le rabbanim le yamri, sayif chomer. That sayif is a stronger misa. So before we deserved the stronger, now it's simple, we'll still give him the simple misa. Elo le rab shimon le yamri, chenik chomer, no, we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. That chenik is stronger misa. And then sayif, Michael, what could you say? Why do we still give him the misa here? So I answer you, Reb Shimon Savolo Ketana Devei Menashe. The Yom that he holds like this, Kol Misa Amurim Lefnei Noyach, Ein Arela Chenik. He holds, no, not that a guy receives Saif, but a guy receives Chenik. So whether he's a Jew or whether he's a guy, he deserves the same Misa. Living with an Eish Yisish, he deserves Chenik. So therefore this guy will receive the Misa now, even though he became a Jew. So Bishleim Eish Yisish then is very good. If a guy lived with an Eish Yisish, Mikara Chenik, when he was a guy, he deserved Chenik. Vahashta Chenik, now that he's a Jew, if we do the Chet now, he'd also deserve Chenik. That's why we give it to him. Elo would say, but if a guy killed somebody, Mikara, when he was a guy, Chenik, the locker is the only deserves Chenik, according to Sman Diyama, so the guy is Misa Chenik. But Vahashta Sayif, if a Jew killed somebody, is Chayif Sayif. So again, the Gemara says, that's answered is, Kala Bechamur Meshe Shaychuk. Yeah, before it deserved a stronger Misa, now you're giving a simpler one, that's, you still give it to him. So,
in other words, of course the Misa is supposed to be the way he is right now. That's what Rashi said before. That when the guy changed over and became a Jew, we have to give him the Misa the way he deserves right now. Just if the Misa he deserved before is a more strong, it would be a cow. Not to give him a chomer, that we can't do. But the opposite we could do. That's the Gemara saw of Kala Bechamura Mesha Shaykh. That now that he deserves a simpler Misa we can give him, that's Bechlau, the more chomer the Misa that he deserved from before. So that's his cloud, that if before he deserved a more stronger Misa, and now we can only give him a simpler Misa, that we could do, because this simple Misa we want to give him right now is the cloud, the more chomer the Misa that he deserved before. It's only the opposite way that we do not say it. Now the Gemara says, good, let me go bring a proof to Rebbe Chanina. The Yoma that he says, Bedina, Rashi says, the Yoma, the Bedina, the Hashba, Boile Medainu. We have to don him the way he is right now, and therefore if the Misa changed to be a more Chomadika Misa, we cannot give it to him. Well, it says, Locha Socho, it says that this, Rashi says, Nara Hamarosa, a girl that was a Nara Hamarosa, that she had Znus, so at that time she deserved to receive Skila. Fiyacha Kach Bogra, and then she becomes a Bagaris, and now they bring her to a din to see if she's chayiv or not for the aver she did when she was a naro. Is that the loch here? Tidun the chenek. We give a chenek. We give her the misha she is right now. That's all. We do not give a skila. We only give her the misha right now. So the question is why? Peskila my time aloy. Why don't we give her this girl that, listen, she was a naro before. She was a naro marosa at the time when she did this nus. So she was chayiv skila. What about Kiev now? She changed, she became to a beggar, she's 6 months older, but still, why don't I give her the misa she deserved before? Lav Mishum, isn't it? Lav Mishum, Toil Vishtani Ishtani, since her din changed, that now we go bossa the way she is right now. The way she is right now, she would do znus right now that she's a beggaress. She would not receive skila, but she'd only receive chenek. Therefore, we give her the misa right now. So we see, we give her the din of the way she is right now, not the way she was before. So what do you see? My love, Mishum, the Hilvi, Shtani, Shtani, the Koshkin Hocha, the Shtani Lagamri, and for sure so, that by a Goy, that he was Nishtani Lagamri, for sure we could, that the Goy became a Jew, we cannot give him any more the Misa that he deserved before, but rather we have to give him the Misa that he deserves right now. That's the Shiloh, if it's a Kalo, Bechamur, it's Meshach Shaycha. But the opposite, if we want to give him more stronger a Misa now, that we cannot do. So where it says, Homolei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Letona, Tetano, Tini, Tidim Eskila, so there's no proof. He learned now that he get the Eskila. Rashi says, he learned that, give her the Misa Eskila that she deserved before. Avagav Yishtani Gufo, but Leishtana Kotlo. So Achinam in the Dainakadim Mikoro, Pimisosakala. Could be then there's no proof to Rabbi Chanina. The other way would be is, even though he was Nishtani his din, and now that he's a Jew, he deserves a different Misa, Muhammad Gemisa, but so what? We'll still give him the Misa he deserved from before. So according to this gist, if you learn that here also she would receive Skila, you have no proof. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom Mishnah. Ben Saru Moirer Nidun Hashem Soifan. The reason why he receives Skila, he gets his din because what's going to happen to him first, because of his future. The svar is Yoma Zakai, let's kill him now when he's still Zakai, a free person. Don't wait until he really deserves to have a Misa. Now the Mishnah Sam explains, Shemisosan Shorishoyim. If a Rosha dies, he Shinoha Nolahem, really it's good for him himself that he'll stop doing his rishis. And if Hanoli Elam, it's good for the world won't have such bad. The tzaddikim, when a tzaddik dies, though, it's the opposite. Ralahem, it's bad for them, they can't do any more mitzvahs. The Ralahem, it's bad for us, like they protect us, Rashi says. A tzaddik, his learning protects us, and also they give us the kocha, they tell us what we're supposed to do. So when they die, it's bad for us. Yayin v'shena, drinking wine and sleeping, l'rishoyim, for a rosha, hanolhem, it's good for him, I'll keep him out of trouble. He can't do any chatoyim when he's sleeping or when he's drinking wine. V'hanolielim, it's good for the world. We won't have any bad from him. Well, the tzaddikim, by tzaddik, it's the opposite. Ra'alehem, it's bad for them when they become unconditionable. If they drink too much or they sleep. And v'ra'alielim, it's bad for us. We won't receive the good from the tzaddik. Tizel rishoyim, when the rishoyim are separated, they can't come together to have their meetings. V'hanolielim, it's good for them. They can't do so much bad. Like this, if they get together and have meetings, they'll be started to do worse things. And the Hanoli Elam is good for the world, that bad won't happen. But Ul Tzaddikim, when Tzaddikim can't come together and have their meetings, Ralhem, it's bad for them, because they need meetings to do Toiv, to decide what's good for the world. And for Ralhem Elam, we won't have the good, it's bad for us. Kinnis L'Rishoyim, when Rishoyim Stam, not only have meetings, but when they're together. Kinnis, when they're Mechanis, they come together. Is they have a lot of friends, they're friendly one another. Ralhem, it's bad for them, because all they'll decide is to do bad. And Ralhem, the world will have bad from it. Well, the Tzaddikim, when Tzaddikim come together, Hanolahem, it's good for them, they'll decide good things. Vihanolahem, we'll have good things from it.
Sheket l'rishoyim, when it's too peaceful, too easy for the rishoyim, ralhem, it's bad for them, they have time to do all the wicked things. For ralhem, it's bad for the world, we'll only have bad from them. L'tzadikim, when tzadikim have free time, hanolhem, it's good for them, they'll be able to sit and learn Torah. V'hanolhem, it's good for us, we'll receive from it, we'll be protected, v'schus of their learning.